Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining the story of the day. This story is called Wagons and Souls. There was once a Yid, a Jew, known as the Shpaler Zaidi. There's many stories about the Shpaler Zaidi. His real name was Reb Leib, and he was from the town of Shpali. Another time, perhaps we could tell the story of why it was called the Shpaler Zaidi. In any case, he was blessed with a very brilliant mind. He had a burning desire to serve Hashem, and he had a heart which was full of love for his fellow Jew. But he did not want to be a Rebbe. Rather, he wanted to hide these special qualities that he had and just be one of the students, one of the chassidim, Rabbi Dov Ber of Mezritch. Rabbi Dov Ber of Mezritch was the student of the Baal Shem Tov, and he eventually took the place of the Baal Shem Tov, and Baal Shem Tov was nostalgic, and the Baal Shem Tov left this world. So here was Reb Leib, has tremendous qualities, kinds of qualities that you would think a Rebbe would have, but he tried to hide these qualities and just be another one of the students, and Rebbe dove there. Once, when Rabbi Leib was walking to Mezritch, it's actually a custom of many to walk to their Rebbe, because when one goes to one's Rebbe, it's very similar to going to the Beis HaMikdash. And just like there's Oda L'Regel, there's a mitzvah to walk to the Beis HaMikdash for the Shalosh Regalim, that's why they're called Regalim, and the word Regal, feet. So too, many Chassidim prefer to walk to the Rebbe. Today it's not as common because people generally travel hundreds of miles, and walking is not so practical, but in the days of this story, which was before, many, many years before cars, walking to one's Rebbe was very common. So Reb Leib was once walking to Mezritch, to his Rebbe, Rabbi Dov Ber of Mezritch, and he happened to come across a wagon that was stuck in the mud. It was a heavy wagon loaded down with a lot of merchandise, and it had gotten stuck in the mud. The wagon driver called out to him, help me, Rabbi. I need help getting this wagon unstuck from the mud. Sorry, said Rabbi Leib, I wish I could help you, but I'm not able to lift such a heavy load. You are able to lift it, said the wagon driver. You are able to lift it. You just don't want to. Well, for the rest of the journey that Rabbi Leib took to Mezritch to see his Rebbe, in the Zitra Magid of Dov Ber, these words kept going back and forth in his mind, kept echoing in his ears. He felt that the wagon driver's words must really be a message that came from Hashem, and Hashem sent these words through this wagon driver, and that these words were meant to inspire Reb Leib and instruct Reb Leib that, yes, he could carry the weight, the responsibility of being a Rebbe. When he, in fact, arrived in Mezritch, his Rebbe, Rabbi Dov Ber of Mezritch, said to him, my Rebbe, the Baal Shem Tov, once said to me, Reb Leib can drag a burdened neshama, a soul of a Jew who's weighed down with troubles, out of the spiritual mud. You can be a Rebbe, and you must be a Rebbe, he concluded. And so, sure enough, the blade became a Rebbe, the Shpaler Zaidi, who helped many, many Yidden. Just like a wagon which is stuck in the mud, sometimes a Yid can get stuck, his neshama can get stuck in the neshama mud. And when that happens, one needs a Rebbe to help one get slept out. And actually, it's nothing new. It's similar to how the Yidden were slaves in Mitzrayim, and the only way they could get out was with the help of the first Rebbe, Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe our Rebbe, who helped to schlep the Yidden out of the spiritual mud of Mitzrayim. And so too, the ultimate Rebbe, which is Mashiach, will soon come to schlep all of us out of the spiritual mud of Galus. May it be immediately, if not sooner. Thank you for joining us for the story of the day.